This is Season 6, Episode 6, Advanced Prompt Engineering for Custom GPTs. In the last episode, we covered how to fine-tune responses and improve output quality. Now, we'll go even deeper by learning how to craft highly effective prompts to get the best possible responses from your custom GPT. By the end of this episode, you will know how to structure prompts to get precise answers, how to use role-based prompting for better context, how to guide multi-step interactions for complex tasks, how to use prompt variations to refine responses further. Let's get started. Step 1. Why prompt engineering matters for custom GPTs. A custom GPT is only as good as the prompts you give it. Even with well-set instructions, you still need to ask the right questions in the right way to get the most useful responses. A poorly phrased prompt may result in overly generic or vague answers, unnecessary or off-topic details, responses that do not match your intended tone or style. On the other hand, well-crafted prompts ensure your GPT gives clear, specific, and structured responses. Let's explore how to do that effectively. Step 2, structuring prompts for clear responses. A good prompt should set expectations for the type of answer you want. Instead of asking, "Can you write a business email?" ask, "Write a professional business email to a client, confirming their order and providing a delivery estimate." Keep it concise, polite, though, and under 150 words. Notice the key elements in the improved version. Clear task, write an email. Specific scenario, confirm an order. Desired tone, professional and polite. Length constraint, under 150 words. The more precise your prompt, the better the output. Step 3. Using role-based prompting for context. One of the best ways to improve GPT responses is assigning a role before asking a question. For example, instead of saying, "Explain SEO in simple terms," try, "You are a digital marketing consultant. Explain SEO to a small business owner with no technical background. Use simple language and give 3 practical tips." By giving GPT a role, you help it frame responses in the right way. Examples of role-based prompts. "You are a customer service expert. Write a response to a client complaint about delayed shipping." "You are a content strategist. Generate 5 blog post ideas for a fitness brand." "You are a legal advisor. Summarize the key points of this contract in simple terms." When GPT understands its role, it produces more relevant responses. Step 4. Guiding multi-step interactions. Sometimes you need GPT to complete a complex task in multiple steps. Instead of saying, "Write a marketing plan for a new product," break it down into logical steps. First, create an overview of the target audience and key market trends. Next, outline 3 core marketing strategies. Finally, suggest a 3-month execution plan with action steps. This approach keeps GPT focused and produces more structured responses. Other examples. Step 1. Identify the main customer pain points. Step 2. Suggest 3 solutions our product provides. Step 3. Write a sales pitch incorporating these points. First, generate 5 product name ideas. Next, write a short product description for each one. Then, pick the best 2 and refine the descriptions further. By breaking tasks into clear steps, GPT delivers more organized and actionable answers. Step 5. Refining responses with prompt variations. If GPT's response isn't quite right, you can modify the prompt slightly to improve it. For example, if GPT's answer is too generic, refine the prompt. Original, write a social media post about our new product launch. Refined, write a short, engaging LinkedIn post announcing our new product launch. Use an exciting tone and include a strong call to action. If GPT gives too much detail, refine the prompt. Original, explain the benefits of email marketing. Refined, in 2 sentences, summarize the top benefits of email marketing. If GPT misses a key detail, adjust the prompt. Original, write a follow-up email after a sales call. Refined, write a follow-up email after a sales call. Thank the client for their time, summarize key discussion points, and suggest a next step. Making small adjustments to prompts helps fine-tune GPT's responses to get exactly what you need. Example prompts for improving GPT's responses. First, if GPT gives vague answers, try this. Provide 3 specific examples related to the topic. Second, if GPT's response lacks structure, try this. format the response using bullet points or numbered steps. Third, if GPT is too formal or robotic, try this. Use a friendly and conversational tone. Fourth, if GPT's response is too long, try this. Keep the answer under 100 words while covering key points. Fifth, if GPT misses key details, try this. Ensure the response includes specific detail and explains why it matters. These small refinements greatly improve the quality of GPT's output. Now it is time for your action task. Step 1. Test role-based prompting by assigning GPT a specific role and asking a relevant question. Step 2. Try structuring a multi-step prompt and compare the response to a basic prompt. Step 3. Refine a previous GPT response by modifying the prompt and seeing how it improves. Step 4. Experiment with formatting prompts to make responses clearer and more structured. Step 5. Save the best prompt structures so you can reuse them in future GPT interactions. By the end of this task, you will have a set of advanced prompting techniques to get the best responses from your custom GPT. Next time, we will explore how to automate business workflows using custom GPTs. We'll cover how to integrate GPT with existing tools and streamline repetitive tasks. If you want to maximize efficiency with AI, don't miss the next episode.